आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। President Draupadi Murmu arrives in Ekta Nagar on a four-day tour to Gujarat to visit Statue of Unity and Ekta Skill Development Center at Kevadia today. Mahakumbh Mela 2025 concludes in Prayagraj. More than 66 crore 30 lakh devotees take holy dip during 45-day-long spiritual mega-event. Union Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri says India is looking at increasing its ethanol blending target to more than 20%. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to visit White House tomorrow to sign US-Ukraine minerals deal. Priyanshu Rajawat, Kiran George, Rakshita Ramraj and Unnati Huda enter second round of German Open Badminton Tournament. And in cricket, Afghanistan beat England by 8 runs in ICC Men's Champions Trophy in Lahore. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Ekta Nagar yesterday on a four-day visit to Gujarat. President will visit the Statue of Unity, the 182-meter-tall monument dedicated to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and the adjoining Ekta Skill Development Center at Kevadia today. Later, during the day, she will be the chief guest at the 44th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Design in Ahmedabad. More from our correspondent.
From Ekta Nagar, the President will travel to Ahmedabad, where she'll attend the 44th convocation ceremony of National Institute of Design. The President will also address the passing out students on the occasion. During the convocation, as many as 430 students will receive degrees in various design disciplines. Tomorrow, the President will grace the third convocation of National Forensic Science University in Gandhinagar. On the same day, the President will visit the Smritivan Earthquake Memorial at Bhuj. On the last day of her visit, on March 1st, the President will visit Dhoyavira, UNESCO World Heritage Site in Kutch. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The Mahakumbh Mela 2025 concluded in Prayagraj last night with the final Amrit Snan on the occasion of Mahashivratri. More than 66 crore 30 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip during the 45-day-long spiritual mega-event. Over 1 crore 53 lakh devotees took the final holy dip yesterday on the occasion of Mahashivratri. The Mahakumbh also witnessed participation of many prominent personalities. These include President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Bhutan King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, foreign delegates, governors and chief ministers of various states, as well as several union ministers who took the holy dip in the Sangam. An air show by the Indian Air Force at the Mahakumbh Mela area, along with a shower of rose petals upon the ghats by the Uttar Pradesh government, gave the devotees a memorable experience. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also greeted the devotees, saints and Kalpvasis on this occasion. He said the devotees have given the message of national unity and dedication towards nationalism to the whole world by taking the holy dip in the Sangam. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that it was a privilege to attend the Mahashivratri celebrations at the Isha Yoga Center in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu. Speaking at the event yesterday, he said that Mahashivratri coincides with the Mahakumbh Mela and the unique nature of consciousness of the universe.
Isha Yog Kendra ne yog aur dhyan ke madhyam se karodo karodo logo ke jeevan mein sakaratmak soch aur sakaratmak disha ka udbhav karne ka kaam kiya.
On this occasion, he also highlighted the benefits of yoga. He also recalled Prime Minister Narendra Modi's role in promoting yoga on global stage. Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan and many national and international dignitaries also participated in the event. In Kerala, thousands thronged to the banks of the river Periyar in Aluva since last evening to perform the Bali Tarpanam, or paying obeisance to their forefathers, on the occasion of Shivratri. The ceremonies began after midnight pujas at the Mahadeva temple situated on the riverbed. The Travancore Devaswam board had arranged 116 balitaras or platforms along the river banks for the devotees to perform balitarpan. Arrangements for balitarpanam were also made at the Advaita ashram across the river. Special pujas were held at temples across the state to mark Shivratri. Union Minister and Natural Gas Minister, Petroleum, Hardeep Singh Puri, has said that India is considering increasing its ethanol blending target to more than 20%. Speaking at the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment Summit in Guwahati, he said that the country has already achieved a 19.6% ethanol blending rate. Mr. Puri added that despite developmental challenges, all fossil fuel production companies in India are expected to achieve net zero emissions by 2045.
Crude oil consumption will go up 20%, maybe more, 25-30%. And along with that, you add all the other developments. You mentioned biofuel blending. Biofuel blending, our target for 20% blending was 2026. And the Prime Minister has put in place an ecosystem. We have, you said, almost reached it. We have reached it. Today, any country that can achieve a biofuel blending target 6 years in advance means something is going right there.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Government has constituted a six-member committee to revise the norms for providing financial assistance to national sports federations. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports said the committee will be headed by Joint Secretary Sports, Kunal. The ministry said after the Paris Olympics, a new Olympic cycle has started, which necessitated the need for review of the norms in view of the evolving circumstances. The committee will submit its report within 15 days. In Telangana, despite rescue teams making headway in their efforts to save the 8 trapped workers in the Sri Salem Left Bank Canal SLBC tunnel, contact is yet to be established with the trapped. State Irrigation Minister N. Uttam Kumar Reddy informed that a concrete plan of action has been taken up to speed up the rescue operation. More from our correspondent.
Concerted efforts to rescue the trapped 8 persons inside the SLBC tunnel are being made for the past 5 days. The Marine Commando Force, known as MARCOS of the Indian Navy, and the Border Roads Organization have also been deployed to rescue the workers, while about a dozen national and international agencies are making all-out efforts to reach out to the trapped workers. The officials also started using high-resolution cameras which can function in near-total darkness. As per the authorities, the teams have been instructed to integrate global best practices in tunnel rescue operations, ensuring that the trapped workers could be reached in the shortest possible time. Efforts are also being made to provide oxygen and other essential life support resources inside the tunnel. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
In Telangana, polling has just begun for 3 constituencies of the State Legislative Council amid tight security. They are Medak, Nizamabad, Adilabad, Karimnagar graduates and teachers' constituencies and Warangal, Khammam, Nalgonda teachers' constituency. The biennial election is being held as the sitting members are going to retire next month. 27 fishermen who were released from the Sri Lankan prison reached Chennai today. They were received by the officials of the Tamil Nadu State Fisheries Department. Arrangements have been made to send them to their native places. These fishermen were arrested for trespassing into the international waters by the Sri Lankan Navy on December 13th and 23rd and January 26th. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be on a 2-day visit to India beginning today. This will be President Leyen's 3rd visit to India. She will meet External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission tomorrow. The visit of President von der Leyen and the EU College of Commissioners will pave the way for further strengthening of bilateral relations. US President Donald Trump has announced that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit the White House tomorrow to sign an agreement giving US rights to his country's rare earth minerals, and there will also be a deal on the Ukraine war. In opening remarks at the first meeting of his cabinet at the White House last night, President Trump said it has all been worked out and they are going to make a deal with Russia and Ukraine to stop killing people.
We're doing very well with Russia, Ukraine. President Zelensky is going to be coming on Friday. That's now confirmed. And we're going to be signing an agreement, which will be a very big agreement. And I want to thank Howard and Scott for the job you guys did in putting it together. Really did an amazing job. And that'll be on rare earth.
At the 7th meeting of the 58th session of the UN Human Rights Council, India has strongly criticized Pakistan, calling it a failed state reliant on international aid. Shitish Jaggi, India's permanent mission to the UN in Geneva, accused Pakistan's leaders of spreading falsehoods from their military terrorist complex. He reaffirmed that Jammu and Kashmir, along with Ladakh, will always remain an integral part of India.
The union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh were, are and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. The unprecedented political, social and economic progress in Jammu and Kashmir in the past few years speaks for itself. These successes are a testament to the people's trust in the government's commitment to bring normalcy to a region scarred by decades of Pakistan-sponsored cross-border terrorism.
Moving on to the world of sports, in the German Open Super 300 Badminton Tournament, Priyanshu Rajawat, Kiran George, Rakshita Ramraj and Unnati Hooda have progressed to the second round of the men's and women's singles competition in Mulhem City. We have a report.
Priyanshu Rajawat delivered a standout performance defeating senior compatriot Kidambi Srikanth in straight sets, while in another men's singles match, Kiran George trihumed over Finland's Jay Oldroff. In women's singles, Rakshita Ramraj battled past Malaysia's Kisona Selvadure and Unnati Hooda also made her mark, registering victory over Canada's W. Zhang. T. Hemant and Anmol Kher, however, bowed out of the competition after losing their respective opening round matches. Moving on to cricket, in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, Afghanistan defeated England by 8 runs at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore last night. With this defeat, the England team has been ruled out of the tournament. Today, Pakistan and Bangladesh will lock horns in their last group match in Rawalpindi this afternoon. Both teams are still searching for their first win of the tournament. Last we have from Women's Premier League T20 cricket, where Mumbai Indians defeated UP Warriors by 8 wickets at M. Chennaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Giants at the same venue from 7:30 p.m. With Jigyasa Pandey, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall and hailstorm in various parts of Uttarakhand today, along with heavy snowfall in the higher mountain regions. Additionally, an orange alert has been issued for tomorrow in the hilly areas of Uttarkashi, Chamoli, Rudraprayag, Tehri Garhwal, Pithoragarh and Bageshwar, forecasting heavy to very heavy snowfall. In light of the anticipated severe weather, the public has been urged to remain cautious and alert. In Assam, an earthquake of magnitude 5 on the Richter scale jolted Morigaon district this morning. The tremors were felt in Guwahati and other parts of the state. According to the National Center for Seismology, NCS, the earthquake occurred at a depth of 16 kilometers at around 2:25 a.m. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arekal.
Thank you, Pramod. Shah says South states will not lose seats in delimitation headlines, the Hindustan Times and the Hindu headlines. South will not lose Lok Sabha seats on delimitation, says Shah. The paper adds that Home Minister says PM has ensured that no seat is going to be cut on pro-rata basis and that the southern states would get their rightful share if the number of Lok Sabha seats were to be increased. Most papers also carry on their front page the story of Trump offering a gold card visa with a path to citizenship for $5 million, replacing a 35-year-old visa for investors, the Financial Express headlines. All papers have on their front page pictures of devotees gathering at the Triveni Sangam to take a holy dip on Mahashivratri, marking the culmination of the 45 days Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. And finally, the Statesman says on its front page that at 32.4 degrees Celsius, Delhi records hottest Feb day in 2 years as the temperature shot up by 3 degrees. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu arrives in Ekta Nagar on a four-day tour to Gujarat to visit Statue of Unity and Ekta Skill Development Center at Kevadia today. Mahakumbh Mela 2025 concludes in Prayagraj. More than 66 crore 30 lakh devotees take holy dip during 45-day-long spiritual mega-event. Union Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri says India is looking at increasing its ethanol blending target to more than 20%. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to visit White House tomorrow to sign US-Ukraine minerals deal. Priyanshu Rajawat, Kiran George, Rakshita Ramraj and Unnati Hooda enter second round of German Open Badminton Tournament. And in cricket, Afghanistan beat England by 8 runs in ICC Men's Champions Trophy in Lahore. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.